Today we're celebrating the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus' disciples and then being the first gift to all of us. But I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions, because I bet you know. Why are we all wearing red? Because it's Pentecost. And do you know what Pentecost means? 50 days since Easter. And it's the day that the Holy Spirit descended on everyone. But we have a couple of images. Flames, right? And a dove. But do they go together? Seems a little weird, huh? Why do you think we have flames? Yeah, the Holy Spirit came down on everyone like a flame, right? So that's the fire. But why do we have a dove? It also stands for the Holy Spirit. And what's another thing that sometimes we say Holy Spirit and sometimes we say Holy Ghost. That's like more traditional language. But for us, if we think of a Holy Ghost, is that the same kind of image as a Holy Spirit? Not, you don't know? Seems different to me. So we say Holy Spirit sometimes, and sometimes Holy Ghost. We have the flames because it burns in our, God's presence burns in our hearts and inspires us, and the Holy Spirit as a dove. Why do you think we use that one too? It's white, good answer. And do you remember what God's Spirit looked like when Jesus came out of the water from baptism? It was like a dove. Good. So we have a little two options here, the dove and the flames. So that's all for our Holy Spirit. And where does the Holy Spirit reside now? Well, Jesus sent his Spirit to us, and we call it the Holy Spirit. So where is it now? Whatever you say, the answer is going to be correct. Because the Holy Spirit is everywhere. God's Spirit is all around us, and actually, it's even inside us, right? So that was kind of a trick question. Sorry about that one. Well, let's say our prayer before you guys go to Sunday school. And what do you think? What should we pray for? Should we pray for awareness of the Holy Spirit? To be inspired by the Holy Spirit? Which do you feel like? To get a little bit of singeing from the Holy Spirit so we get a move on with doing good works?
We should pray about Pentecost.
Pray about Pentecost, which is today. Okay, when we celebrate the Holy Spirit. Well, do you any of you want to say the prayer or you want me to do it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll say the prayer, all right? I'll give this for you, and everybody can pray with us, all right? So let's put our hands like this, because that way the Holy Spirit can, you know, sort of symbolic of the Spirit, which we can't even see, surrounding and landing on us. Dear God, we thank you for giving us the gift of your presence through the Holy Spirit. Inspire us to see you in each other, in all of creation, and mostly help us to know that you're inside of us, leading us and guiding us to do your good work. We ask this in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thanks, guys.